1 Chronicles chapter 15. David made himself houses in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for Yahweh has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever." Well, if you remember, when he had tried to bring the ark there before, he put it on a cart. And it wasn't carried on the shoulders of the sons of Levi. He just put it on a cart, and then the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah put forth his hand, and God struck him dead, and David was very displeased. So he has learnt the lesson. And this is very important, that when we fail, we learn the lesson. And in this matter of bringing the ark to Zion, David does learn the lesson. Whereas, you know, he had failed before. And failure is not, of course, a great thing. But this is what we've got to do. It's the art, really, of being a spiritual person, to learn from our failings, to think, well, what was God teaching me when that went so wrong? And then to learn the lesson. And David's a good example of that in this case. David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of Yahweh to its place, which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites and the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief and his brothers, 120, and the sons of Merari, Gershom, Elizaphan, Hebron, Aziel. And then David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests and for the Levites and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. But because you didn't carry it at the first, Yahweh our God broke out against us, because we didn't seek him according to the ordinance." Well, he says, because you didn't carry it at the first. You could read that as if he's putting the blame on them, or he could be saying, well, you didn't do it because I didn't ask you to do it. And again, that's a human weakness, to always want to blame someone else for your sins and failings. Especially David. I mean, he says in Psalm 119 that he studied the Bible, God's law, all the day. How love I your law? And yet, this statement there that the ark must only be carried by the Kohathites, he ignored it and thought, no, I've got a brand new wagon. Oh, that's good enough. And God has got to be taken seriously, and his word has got to be taken seriously. So if God says something, for example, that we need to be baptized, then we should do it. And we should not just shrug and think, yeah, well, any old how will do, I can do what I want. We've got to humble ourselves before his word. So David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brothers, the singers, with instruments and harps and cymbals, sounding aloud and lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman and his brothers, and the sons of Merari, their brothers, and with them their brothers, Zechariah and others, and the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, with cymbals of brass to sound aloud, and those with strings and instruments, and those with harps. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And they blew the trumpets before the ark of God. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. Now, when God had struck Uzzah dead, David was frightened and sort of didn't want anything more to do with the Ark, and everyone was frightened of the Ark. But Obed-Edom, the servant of Edom, is what his name means, he took it into his house and God blessed his house. So this man, who was mainly maybe just a slave and was made maybe from Edom, not even an Israelite, he was blessed because he wanted the presence of God and he wanted to look after the things of the ark. It happened when God helped the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh that they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and David wore an ephod of linen. So all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh with shouting and rejoicing. So David acts really a bit like a priest. He's dressed in priestly clothes and he wears an ephod. But David was from Judah, not from Levi. So he did understand that although you have got to take God's word seriously, on the other hand, God wants us to obey him from the heart and to see the spirit of what he wants. And if we do that, like David did, acting as a priest, God will accept that. As the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, that's David's wife, looked out at the window and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. So it's easy to despise the zeal of others for God, to say, look what idiots they're making themselves look. And because it's not our style, it may not be my style to shout and dance and play and jump up and down as David was doing. I shouldn't despise those who do that. And this ancient history that God recorded is written all these years ago and has been preserved for us. And so we can read of what God's view was of something that went on hidden in somebody's heart all those years ago. So what we think in our heart, what you think in your mind, how you feel in your mind, God is very sensitive to. This woman despised her husband in her heart all these centuries ago. God noticed it, wrote it down, and remembers it to this day. So that just shows how important it is to God, what we think and where we are in our heart. That's what Christianity is actually about. Where you are in your heart, whether you have the spirit or the heart that God wants.